NHS advisor has said office workers should keep a pillow under their desk so they can take power naps during the day. Janie Morris believes overworked employees, certainly no overworked people in here, should grab some sleep to recharge their batteries, saying taking a nap will re-energise you far more than a cup of tea or coffee. She also recommends wearing earplugs and an eye mask and closing the blinds in work. Commentator Heidi McAlpin is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Heidi.
Good morning. I feel all sleepy after that little excerpt, Stephen.
You'll be sleepy by the time I've finished, but the businesswoman Sylvia Tidy Harris. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
So, Heidi, if you're in work, as well as your tea breaks, your lunch breaks, your breakfast breaks, your dinner breaks, you're working from home, all of this type of stuff, you should now be able to sleep and work as well.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, we all go to sleep. And we go to sleep because we're tired. And if we're feeling a bit sluggish in the middle of the day, we have to listen to our bodies and do as it decides it needs us to do. And then one person's productivity is another person's procrastination. If we need to sleep and we're going to be better, more productive when we wake up again, then what's to lose? I think that the problem is that we have this issue with guilt. We need to be seen.
Because these people who are sleeping, these people who are sleeping are not paying the money back to their employer when they're sleeping, Heidi. They're earning money for dreaming.
Stephen, this doesn't even deserve a debate. It's so ridiculous.
This is an NHS advisor who has said it. It's been all over the networks. They are taking this seriously.
Stephen, can you imagine you're trying to pull off a deal that could mean the make or break of your profit next month in order to pay your staff's wages, and you've got somebody under the desk going, can you be quiet? I'm trying to sleep. It doesn't even deserve a debate. It's such a ridiculous, stupid, mamby-pamby idea by someone who's never run a business before.
Heidi, one second. Shh. Heidi, shh. My production team clearly need to rest. They've been working for an hour and a half so far. Shh. Sleep, little Vinny. Sleep, little Vincent. He's putting his wee face mask and all on now. Have you ever heard of anything more ridiculous in all of your life, Heidi McAlpin?
I think we've already pandered to smokers, giving them smoking breaks and providing areas where people can smoke. So why not convert these smoking areas into power nap hubs? We could have whale music, soft lighting, mugs of Horlicks to soothe our siesta, set online alarms.
I can see people sleeping outside, Heidi, because smoking areas are outside, so they can take their manky old pillows.
Apparently all six floors now in the BBC. Everybody in the BBC is now... Sorry, I've got that wrong. I apologise. The sixth floor management team feel that they are so overworked. From the controller to the head of departments. We need to let them sleep now, Garth. They're too stretched.
Working from home.
Hold on, Heidi. Hold on, seriously. They've done an hour and a half so far. Hold on. You still stand by this, Heidi? This is serious. People are seriously saying that you should be able to sleep and work, Heidi McAlpine.
I think that all this knee-jerk reaction of let's laugh at this, it's all namby-pamby, is a symptom of our... We need to seismically change our attitudes to work. We need to free ourselves from the shackles of this inbuilt guilt trip that we're dossing on the job if we have a power nap.
To do with inbuilt guilt, Heidi, it's a point that if you are tired, you go off for your 15-minute break, and if there is a room that you can go to, you can go do what you want. You can go and sit on the loo and sleep, as far as I'm concerned. But you're not bringing a pillow into work and putting it under a desk where there are wires with a pair of blooming iPads and a earplugs and go to sleep. Sleep on your own time.
You actually agree that there should be a little 15-minute break?
No, of course there are. You're supposed to give people a small break after a number of hours. So that I'm not debating that. I'm debating the fact that some idiot who's being paid a lot of money by the NHS is saying that people should...
Well, now, hold on. Because she's got a difference of opinion to you, does not make her an idiot.
No. I said that to come up with that idea is idiotic, Stephen. You can't get people to bring something that is dangerous. You wouldn't put your coat under your desk. You can't put your pillow under your desk. It is a fire hazard.
Oh, for goodness sake, since when was a pillow a fire hazard?
Do you like a little nap?
If you look under people's desks, there are wires, there are plugs. You cannot put a pillow underneath there. And I would like
An
office with 20 people, you have 20 pillows. Tell me where you're going to store them.
Well, talk about exaggerating now that we're all going to have a towering inferno in offices all around the country because somebody brought a pillow
where
into work.
Where do you put your pillows?
Do you like a little nap, Stephen?
I'm sorry?
Do you like a little nap?
Not in work.
What about in the car?
What do you mean?
Well, I remember one time, Finney is a witness to this, because I think we end up going up, but someone phoned into the programme to say they'd spotted you outside your gym, but rather than getting out of the car and into the gym, you were sleeping in the car.
Yes, this is true.
And we did go up.
Yes, this is true.
We had to wake you up.
Sometimes I get to the car park of the gym, but I don't get inside. Yes, that's true. I go for a wee sleep.
Yeah.
Yes. But not in work, because you do know what's going to happen next.
But you go to the gym while you're meant to be in work.
They're going to have, I'm telling you now, if this gets off the ground, this is what will happen in this organisation. They will have BBC branded pillows.
We could give those away.
There'll be little logos with BBC in the corner.
We could give those away. We get Nolan Show pillows.
And you'll turn round to some of the staff and you'll say, listen, we've got a programme in half an hour. And they'll say, I'm sorry, we're power napping.
I think that happens, actually.
Shh. And there'll be special power napping areas in the BBC. There'll be little rooms
where
everybody will be sleeping.
Would we have to cluster in those areas?
You put your face on the pillows, and then whenever your staff are sleeping or power napping, they're subconsciously thinking of new ideas.
Heidi, are you serious? Are you actually serious?
The brain never switches off, even in sleep. And in sleep, we can free ourselves from all the extracurricular activity happening all around us and just be. Just swimming.
There are so many.
Can you imagine snoring? Somebody snoring. Excuse me, could you turn the snoring down a little bit? I'm just trying to make a deal on the phone. I'm just trying to keep a client happy.
I seriously want to know what you think about this at home. I seriously want to know. 0845955678, because this is legit. It's not a made up story. It's been all across the networks yesterday in the media that a very well respected NHS advisor is saying, look, that you will get more productivity out of your staff. You'll get more yield if you actually allow them to sleep and work when they want to. 0845955678. 0845955678. Norman and Bangor, what do you think?
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, you must be the biggest sleeper in the country.
What are you trying
even bigger than a railway sleeper.
What are you trying to say?
How many hours do you work a day? Two?
How dare you?
Two, and then home to bed. I bet you're for your head when you leave here.
Have you any idea? I'm in here first thing in the morning before this lot get in, and I'm probably here at about 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
I don't believe that, Stephen.
It's maybe slightly exaggerated.
Stephen, I used to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. I never had time to sleep.
What do you think of this notion, though, seriously, of allowing people, if they want to have a 15, 20-minute power nap?
Seriously, Stephen, it's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. You take a lorry driver that's out doing deliveries all day. He's doing 8, 10 hours non-stop on the go. Hasn't even time to take his dinner break. And these people want him to go and take a nap somewhere. It's the most stupidest, ludicrous thing I've ever heard. The only people who could take a nap is people like you, Stephen, on the MLAs, because they only do half a day's work anyway in Stormont.
Wonder if they got wee sleeping rooms up in Stormont.
They probably have, Stephen.
Wee rooms.
One for Gregory and one for Martin.
Wonder would Gregory sleep in the same room as Martin?
That's what I'm thinking, Stephen.
There's another question. Would they kind of would Gregory sleep in the same bunk bed with Marty on top and Gregory down below?
Yes, I would get them one each in the same room, Stephen.
Thank you, Norman.
Stephen, can I just say something here?
Yes, Sylvia.
The woman that's come up with this idea is called an NHS online coach. All we ever hear about is about the struggles of the NHS, yet they're paying somebody to be an online coach. I mean, arrest my case. It's a nonsense.
Here's Martin in Belfast. Morning, Martin.
Stephen, that girl's got a point there about a power nap, because in the serious aspect, if you're, say, a driver or working machinery up early in the morning, you're finishing late at night, you need 15, 20 minutes to charge the batteries so that you can be productive at the end of the day. Not just like going to sleep, you know what I mean? Everybody needs to take the charge of batteries at some stage.
During working hours?
Yeah, well, what?
So it's not your responsibility. It's not your responsibility to rest at home, get a good night's sleep at home, so that you can do your 8-hour day, whatever it is. You've got the right to power nap now.
See the way things are going now. See where they're setting all. People's having to put 12, 13, 14-hour days in. They get the same wage as an 8-hour day. You know what I mean? People, you can't just work 8 hours and get the same money as you get, say, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
What do you do for a living?
I drive as a courier.
So, Martin, we'll pump up the music for you.
I'm out there. Get the following out. I'm up at 5:30, and I don't get home till 7:30 at night.
Slap it up, yeah. It's a hard day's work, and you're doing the same as the rest of us.
I think we're also talking about desks and offices, aren't we? More than this woman said to take your pillow to work and put it under your desk.
Sleep, little Martin.
Yeah, you can come sleep now, anyway. You don't go to that gym anymore.
Here's Tom. Morning, Tom.
Hi, Stephen.
Here's Tom.
Stephen, I'm getting in here now, so I have to be very quick because they're going to call me in. I don't want them to fail me.
Get in where?
In the MOT centre. They're all sleeping in here, but they've just come awake.
Have you been sitting in the queue for the MOT centre?
Yes, I have, about 15 minutes.
So to our friends up in the MOT centre, will we give them a wee power nap?
I give them a power nap, but if I get my car passed.
Let's give them a wee power nap up at the Belfast MOT centre.
Getting
ours, I tell you what, your car's going to be failed this morning.
Steve, that's what I'm worried about. So you never know. We'll see what happens.
Morning, Tom. Here's Liz in Newton Arch. Morning, Liz.
Morning, Stephen. I've just been listening to that programme. I've never heard a biggest load of crap in my life.
I bet you this is in the BBC within the year. I bet you this is the type of thing the BBC will take on.
Well, it's well for you. This is time. We're the time.
Everybody will be walking around here sleeping. They'll be sleepwalking and sleep talking.
I'm a retired auxiliary nurse, and we never had time, half times, to even have our tea breaks. We were run off our feet. We were in the office at 7 in the morning, and we were supposed to book out at 8:45. Half times it was 9:30, 10:00 the time we were getting out, with people getting transferred in the ward. And it was a total and utter nightmare. And I don't know where that stupid old cow is coming from.
No, you shouldn't be. Hold on, you shouldn't be. You should not be calling
even
her that.
Even whenever we were on night,
you should not be saying
that. We even got a rest, for goodness sake.
Heidi McAlpine?
Well, ultimately, it's not the hours we put into our job. It's the outcome of our endeavours. And it's a health and safety issue. Is that gentleman said, who's a courier driver?
Yes.
You've got to keep your brain alert. And a 15-minute power nap will make you better in work, better for your employers. If you've got your own business, better for yourself. And also, our working week, our working day is not 9 to 5 anymore. It spills over into home time with laptops and all the rest of it. So we need to think carefully about how long we work without a break and put little power naps into it at certain times of day and not feel guilty about it.
Heidi, thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you today. Sylvia, lovely to talk to you today.
My pleasure, Stephen.
Thank you very much indeed.